All right, and now we're going to be joined by Zach Showalter. And Riley, did you get a chance to talk with him on the phone there?
I did.
You had a smile
did.
On your face. Is he a little bit of a legend for you?
Yes, he is, actually.
So before we bring him on, I want to hear your relationship with Showalter. Have you ever talked to him before then?
No, I think back and forth with emails.
Okay.
Before when we had him on once, one other time on the jump around. But I remember specifically the 2016 season where they knocked off Villanova. I believe, Zach, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he took a big charge in that game to give the Badgers possession, which led to Nigel Hayes, his game-winning shot. And then I will never forget 2017, Sweet 16 against Florida. And I am still – I will never not be pissed that we didn't win this game because that was so cool. I was watching at home. You hit the floater to tie it up from three. You look at Aaron Rodgers, hit him with the belt. I was losing my mind back at home. I was just in high school.
I was going to say, how old were you? Because we're going to build Showy up and then we're going to knock him down. How old were you?
I was in high school. I believe I was a sophomore in high school when that happened.
So like 15, 16?
Yeah, 16 years old. Yeah, I apologize. And then I remember after Chioza's buzzer beater went in, I was watching on my phone. It was just me awake in my house. I just threw it at my couch and just I had nothing to say. I just stared in silence for like a half hour before I went to bed. So I can imagine how that felt for you. But, yeah, so this is someone I watched growing up, Zach Showalter. Appreciate you joining.
It's so funny, guys, because time is flying. I feel like all of my biggest fans were in either young high school, like you're mentioning, Riley, or like middle school, elementary school. And now I see fans all the time in their 20s working. I'm like, dang, man, I'm getting old. Life comes at you fast. No, it's all good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Showy, happy to have you here. I want to jump off of what Riley had mentioned too of the buzzer beater and the discount double check belt move that you did to Aaron Rodgers. Were you ever in contact with him afterwards, or just that moment in general? Could you walk us through that special moment for Badger fans and what that was like on the floor?
Yeah, so that had kind of been building. I mean, we got to know Aaron pretty well over the years, which is pretty cool. As you know, his Andy North connection, he got to be around us during a couple of those runs in 2014 and 2015. So he was often in the locker room with us. Actually got to when the Badger football team played LSU in Lambeau. Pretty cool. Got to sit in the suite with Aaron and spend some time getting to know him in there, and John Kuhn and a couple other of his buddies that were in the suite. So another interaction there. When Decker got drafted, we were out in New York, in Brooklyn for that draft. I think that would have been 2015. And Aaron was out there as well. I think he was meeting with agents. So we got to celebrate with him the night that Aaron got drafted. So long story short, we got to know him pretty well. And QB1 of the Green Bay, I mean, we never took that for granted, being in that situation as a Wisconsin kid. But long story short, getting into the tournament in 2017, obviously Aaron was a big fan. We had exchanged some messages back and forth leading up to the game. And he... I don't have the messages in front of me, but I think it was something along the lines of he sent me a message saying he wanted two dunks from me in that game. I did not have two dunks, but I messaged him after. I'm like, I didn't quite get you what you asked for, but I hope that was a pretty good second option for you. So
we are joined by Zach Showalter on the Yuengling Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. So that's exciting. And Showy, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about as we, again, I'm going to try to make you feel old because I feel old all the time. Isaac Gard, senior night. When did you meet Isaac around Greg? Like, I saw some reporters talking about seeing the Gard kids when they were tiny, and now Isaac is hitting threes on senior night.
Yeah, he was a little squirt, obviously. I don't know how old he was when I first met him. It was probably on a recruiting visit, so that would have been I don't know, 2010, 16 years ago. He's what is he now? He's 22, maybe.
Probably right in that range.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously don't live in Madison anymore, so it's been a couple of years since I've seen him, and I now see him and can't believe the man and the player. I mean, he moves around well. Yeah. Obviously, doesn't get a ton of playing time, but he's. I think I was I saw a tweet before I hopped on that he shot. He was 50% from three in his career thus far. So I think his dad needs to call the coach and tell him he needs more playing time.
That senior night in general, though, what does that mean for a player? And obviously, it's different now with the transfer portal, but, you know, specifically for guard, obviously, you know, he was able to have kind of a career with Wisconsin, kind of an old school look at it. But then you got Nick Boyd, who gets his senior night moment in front of Badger fans, and I thought they did a good job of making him feel welcome and wanted. Same with a couple of the other guys as well. So
Braden Carrington, Andrew Rohde.
So how was senior night for you, and then how do you think it's evolved over the years?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually had a Snapchat memory this morning on my phone 9 years ago today. Henry, our trainer, you guys all either, I don't know if you know him or have heard of the legendary Henry Perez Guerra. The video was just him taping my feet, said one last time at the Kohl Center was the memory. So I sent it to him this morning and just said, hope you're doing well.
Nice.
But I can't believe, one, it's 9 years already that happened. And I think the cool part about senior night now is that even though we only get to see these guys play for what, 5-6 months maybe, Badger fans have fully embraced this group, and this group is a ton of fun to watch, as I'm sure we'll talk about more. But it still feels like senior night, even though these guys didn't necessarily spend 4 or 5 years in the program. Obviously, it's not the same connection that it was when we were playing, but I think that's a credit to Badger fans everywhere. And that's why guys want to come here in the portal, is you're going to get embraced. And if you perform well and give the fans some fun, they're going to love you.
Joey, I think what stood out to me being in the building was, one, Nick Boyd's just reactions in general, just soaking it all in. You could see the smile. I was in the 200 media press box, and you could just see the smile from ear to ear. And then he's waving his arms, just continuing, just really pushing the crowd to keep cheering in the best way and enjoying and appreciating that moment. When you go back to your senior night, as you mentioned, the Snapchat memory pops up. What do you think you remember the most, stepping onto the court for the final game, or as you stepped off and checked out of the game, or wrapped up the game? Which of those two moments stuck out to you more?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's definitely stepping off the court for that last time. Before it, you're still all business, and I believe we played Michigan State and won in a big game. I could be wrong.
Riley's looking it up.
I could definitely be wrong there, but I think we won. I should say I know we won. I think we won. But no, it's just leaving the crowd and the support I received over the years as a preferred walk-on that just had a dream of reaching the court at some point in my career. Obviously, I did that earlier than even maybe I expected and had a phenomenal experience throughout. But yeah, leaving was tough. Best years of your life, obviously, especially with the groups that we had. But I should say that I'm now a father of two and loving what I'm doing these days. But it's definitely a special piece in the memory.
All right. Can confirm, great memory, Joey. It was Michigan State that you guys played. They were number five in the country. However... You lost 68-63, unfortunately.
Okay, go back the year before then. I feel like we played them on my birthday, January 17th. It must have been the year before, and I think that would have been a big win if you want to dive.
You were
going to
seem extra owed if you got that one wrong. But we'll
yeah, if I'm in trouble, I'll just have to hang up if that was wrong.
Senior night was so memorable, it didn't matter if you won or lost.
It's a different meaning for senior night now for Showalter here. He's got the senior memory.
So what was the date you said? It was
January 7th.
January 7th.
It would have been
2016 or 17th.
Yeah, 17th.
Yeah, 17th. I remember beating Michigan State in a big game, and I couldn't remember if it was my birthday or my senior night. So, again, 9 years, man. There's lots of that's happened in that period of time.
Yeah, you and Brust are not doing great for the the degrees for Wisconsin. You guys keep on messing up these dates and everything like that. But, no, Shoey, with Nick Boyd and this team, and we had him on before you, and I remember, obviously, because I'm an FAU alum playing for the Owls in the Final Four, yeah. But just in general, what were your thoughts when they brought in a guy like Boyd? Because he had a little bit of national recognition, more than obviously Tanjay came in and was great, but we didn't necessarily know what he was going to be. Boyd was a guy who was on a team that got to the Final Four and was like a footstep away from getting to the championship game.
Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't really remember him from the FAU days, and then he played
San Diego State.
He was out west.
Yep, San Diego State.
Yeah, so I didn't. I mean, that's way past my bedtime. I don't remember watching many. So I didn't really have any preconceived ideas about his game, but everything I heard in the off season from talking to guys, are like this dude is different. The quote I had heard a couple times was, "We haven't seen anybody move like him since Devin Harris." And obviously growing up, Devin was on a different level than everybody. So I immediately was like, all right, let's taper back expectations a little bit.
But sure, I want to pause right here for a second. I had to give these guys a look because we were talking about like some of the best Badgers of all time and like single seasons.
It's more than a look, man. Yeah, you gave us.
They both left Devin Harris like off the list. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
That's
credibility out the window.
Right.
If I told you so, had a look and a movement, a gesture, all of that, Jim perfected it. That's like, what that
someone,
was.
I mean, I'm still much older than Shoey, but at least someone else is like, all right, I don't have to be the guy, the lore of. I mean, Devin Harris to you is probably Michael Finley to me as far as the age, because I remember watching Michael Finley play as well. But like Devin Harris, there's a chance he could be in the Basketball Hall of Fame for what he did at Wisconsin and in Dallas, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a heck of a basketball player. Sorry, go on. I just had, I had to get my told to show moment in.
Yeah. No, I
had to say I told you so, too.
I was hearing good things about him all offseason. I didn't know that he could live up to some of the expectations that these rumors were floating out there, but I think he's surpassed all of my expectations. I mean, he can. I still can't believe how well he can get to his left hand when everybody knows he wants to go that way. But that's just the credit to his quickness in his first step as he catches guys off guard, and then obviously what he does in transition and how he shoots the ball. He's fun to watch. I haven't seen Bronson was one of the best pure shooters I have seen, and was a joy to play with, obviously. But I agree. I don't think we've seen a point guard this quick in Wisconsin system since at least Devin, if not ever.
Zach, I wanted to ask. I asked Greg Gard this too in early on in yesterday's game. Wisconsin comes out of a timeout, goes into an 8-0 run, and it was a desperate 8-0 run early on that they needed.
Yeah.
But how they were able to turn the switch so quickly, especially at this time of the year, and Gard had pointed out how battle tested they were. They clearly learned over time that this is a skill. This isn't something that just kind of happens. You learn over time to have that type of ability again to flip the switch when you're in a drought and turn on a dime fast. How valuable is it to have that type of skill at this time of the year?
Yeah, it feels like this team, all they need to do is see one go in, and everybody else just feels like they're automatically going to make the next shot. I don't know if you guys would agree with that,
nope,
but
yeah.
Obviously there's 100%. There's a lid to start the game. Nothing was falling, and you're in an ugly game with a Maryland team that's been flailing a bit, so it's good to see. I don't remember my issue nowadays, full disclosure, not an issue, my blessing is that bedtime interrupts Badger games quite a bit.
Yeah.
so I'm piecing together games when I'm watching them, but I don't, somebody hit a shot I remember, and all of a sudden, like you mentioned, it's 8-0 run.
I think from what I remember, it was the Badgers were 0-for-9 from three, and then John Blackwell hits the first three, and everything just goes from there. And the Badgers were able to keep control. So fill it in the gaps for you there on that one. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Yep. And obviously Carrington has been a nice little surprise, nice big surprise for this team. I mean, anytime you can have a weapon like that off your bench, a guy who can put up 20 if he hits his first couple is dangerous, especially as we enter March, and we really haven't had a guy like that off the bench. I mean, any names come to mind for you guys of instant offense that we've had in the last 10, 15 years?
Jim,
off the bench?
Off the bench.
There's some. It's hard to figure out who are bench players, but yeah, I mean, I would say he was probably number
Decker.
One.
Yeah. Decker, when he was
I'm trying to think of like one guys who were off the bench. What, like Bronson came off the bench a little bit
Brevin
when they were younger.
Pritzel off the bench. I feel like he could be a three. He came off the bench a couple times, knocked down some threes.
Yeah, when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like you talk to some of those guys, this is what kind of made Badgers basketball successful is that, I mean, you came off the bench too and were someone that could score. Like when you had the best teams, you had guys that would come off the bench and score, and then they would kind of mold into a starter. So that's where he's different in the fact that like he's not molding into a starter. He is arrived and he is not an exclusive bench player, but like he is going to be a bench guy. And most of the time the bench players for the Badgers were youngsters who had moments and showed flashes off the bench, but weren't like relied upon veterans and leaders like that.
Right. So that, I mean, that's where this portal is fun.
Yeah.
And Gardo's obviously crushing it along with the rest of the staff, which I think was a surprise. I mean, full transparency, I thought Marquette, not to bash Marquette, but I thought they would absolutely dominate us for the next 10, 15 years in this new NIL world where you just throw money around and they only have a basketball team, obviously. So it's kind of been a nice, pleasant surprise. I think when you have a system like we're playing and now you've got a track record of your stores, your Tanjays, your four guys on the team this year, hopefully that continues to compound. And we're a spot guys want to play, and they elevate their game in Badger red and white.
Shoei, I got one more for you here. And it's strange that your team, and look, Greg Gard's been successful. It's just in the tournament, it hasn't been there. You're the last team that's gone to the Sweet 16 for the Badgers, which is just mind-blowing.
Yeah. 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years. Did you find that 2016 stat? Was that right?
You were.
Don't tell me I was wrong.
No, you got it. It was you guys knocked off number 2 ranked Michigan State January 17th, 2016, 77-76.
That's such an elaborate way for Shoei to get his birthday out to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness.
Nailed it.
Here's another. I remember I had a very bad high ankle sprain that game. And I'm not putting pressure on Nolan here, but I remember taping the SHIT out of it. I don't know if I can spell that.
We're on YouTube, so you're good. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, taping the shit out of it and limping around, chasing around ball screens, and we got the job done. So hopefully his ankle's feeling better than mine was that day, but it's doable if it's an ankle sprain.
I love that you went full Tariq Saleh on that, by the way. Tariq Saleh. Because, again, when you have young kids, you think you can spell things on the... If we were on the radio, just for the future reference, if we were on the radio, you couldn't spell it either. But we're not on the radio. We're on YouTube, so you can do whatever you want on YouTube. So it worked out. But
That's where Riley... Riley gets paid the big bucks. Yeah. You pick that up, right?
Yeah. No, we're all good. It was fine with what you said. It's just hilarious because you have kids and you just try to spell a swear instead of saying it. The last thing... Yeah, there you go. The last thing I got for you, speaking of a guy who sometimes messes up on the radio, do you got a little fun, whether it's more recent or whatever, but anything on Bruss for us?
Not really. He's going to be on my Holy Cross team coming up.
Nice.
We play end of March, so I don't think he's in the best shape from what I've been hearing. So
yeah, give us a scouting report on the last time you played with Bruss. How about that then? Give us a scouting report on his game.
Well, I'm a coach.
Okay.
I mean, I am washed up. I tore my Achilles 3 years ago, and that was the last time I've stepped on a basketball court.
Don't blame
me. So I'm in no position to talk. I'm a golfer these days, a dad and a golfer and a financial advisor. So
living
that's
the dream.
About what I stick
that's
to. Exactly. But, yeah, Ben, it'll be fun to see what he's got if he decides to lace him up and give it a go.
Awesome.
Hey, Shoei, one last one for me, I should say. Again, you mentioned you were part of the last team to go to a Sweet 16. If you can go into that locker room and talk to the guys and kind of get them to, you know, get the pressure off their shoulders, what would you say to them as they hopefully try to make a magical run here in March?
No, that's a good question. I think obviously you don't want to put too much weight on this, but it's the best couple of weeks of your life. And if you can put together – couple wins here and keep building and extending your run, you just have so much fun and you build so many memories with the guys in that locker room. And that's the best part about it. Obviously the winning and all the accolades and recognition that comes along with it is great, but you want to continue playing deep into March and spending more time with your guys, because that's what you're going to remember for years to come.
Well, Shoei, we appreciate your time. We know you got to get back to your day job, so thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Good catch up.
All right. That was Zach Showalter. This is The Jump Around. Of course, all guests join us on the Yingling Hotline. Yingling, the oldest brewery in America, and now officially in Wisconsin. Pablo, Riley, it's been a fun show. If you missed it, Nick Boyd and Zach Showalter, a heck of a show from us leading into March here. So this has been The Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channels.